Dangerous Playgrounds. The father is teaching his 8-year-old to clean a grouse, the purple-gray skin pimpled by plucking, and so delicate that one roughly pulled pinch of feathers could tear it, with little bruises where the shot went in. If you push on the bumpy sole of a foot, the toes wrap around your finger like a baby's hand. It's a reflex. He says clean, not gut, as the other fathers do. The organs slippery and ruby, nothing soft, even the liver rubbery, and the heart hard as an unripe cherry, all of it smelling like neither excrement nor sex, but something in between. At the piano, someone's great uncle entertained the children in the uninsulated octagonal room, clean Yankee architecture, a century old. We sang Auld Lang Syne and I Have Ridden the Wind, I Have Ridden the Sea, I Have Ridden the Ghosts That Flee from the Vaults of Death with a Chilling Breath Over All of Galilee. I already knew that words do not live entirely inside language. No one told me. I could see exactly where the breaches were, the place we're supposed to turn around and go back. Beyond that was the sting, electric fence, and beyond that, a feather caught in a twig, strange graft, and I made a note to myself, don't ignore this, thus inviting the sting. I often think about the doll's house in The Tale of Two Bad Mice by Beatrix Potter. While the two dolls were out, Tom Thumb and his wife mouse, Hunka Munka, briefly set up housekeeping there, though it was a disappointment. The miniature plaster foods inedible, the lead knife bending on the painted ham, nothing real, nothing as they expected. In their disillusionment, they vandalized the place, smashing the lobster glued to its plate, jamming the fake fish into the fake fire. It was a scene of seduction and abandonment, the riches glimmering all around them, and then the joke.